T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. House committees and White House tussle over impeachment inquiry. We've got the story.
One person dead in a head-on collision in West Wichita. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
I'm Rodney Price. Funding was approved for the next phase of the downtown stadium construction. I'll have more details just ahead.
An oversight committee continues to advise council on the new Wichita water treatment plant. I'm Dan O'Neill.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday. One more fairly warm day for us across south central Kansas, but by tomorrow night we may be looking at throwing a log on the fire. Our complete forecast is on the way.
A fatal accident in far west Wichita this morning, tying up traffic for hours. Around 4:15, first responders found a head-on collision near Mays and Highway 54 or Kellogg. One person was pronounced dead at the scene. A man was pinned in the wreckage for a time. He was taken to Via Christi St. Francis Hospital with serious to critical injuries. Eastbound Kellogg was closed at 119th between there and Mays Road for a time. The ambassador to the European Union did not attend a planned deposition at the Capitol after the State Department blocked his testimony.
California Democrat Congressman Adam Schiff, chairman of the Intelligence Committee, is blasting the White House, accusing it of obstructing the constitutional function of Congress in this whistleblower probe.
The American people have the right to know if the president is acting in their interests, in the nation's interests, with an eye towards our national security, and not in his narrow personal political interest.
After the Trump administration did not allow U.S. Ambassador to the EU, Gordon Sondland, to appear, New York Republican Congressman Lee Zeldin sounded fed up with House Democrats.
The American people are getting screwed by an enraged liberal activist base demanding impeachment. They don't even care what the crime is. They don't care what the facts are. They don't care what the evidence is.
On Capitol Hill, Mike Emanuel, Fox News.
A man was injured in a motorcycle accident in North Wichita yesterday afternoon at 53rd Street North in Seneca. Police say a truck turned in front of a motorcycle and the motorcycle hit the truck. A man in his 50s was hospitalized with head injuries in critical condition.
Another design build amendment for the downtown stadium was approved by the Wichita City Council Tuesday.
This bid package will cover enhanced entry plazas, scoreboard enhancements, and extended netting. It will also pay for site paving and concrete, landscaping and irrigation, along with fences and gates. Paul Gunzelman with the City of Wichita explained to the council what this bid package would do to the stadium's overall cost.
Brings the total price to date for both components of to $77,734,952.
The total stadium budget was originally set at $75 million. The city says the extra funding will come from the city's utilities budget. The new stadium is set to open next April. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
The new Wichita water treatment plant project is moving forward, despite some controversy.
A recent newspaper article alleges that Wichita Mayor Jeff Longwell is attempting to steer contracts to his friends. But Public Works Director Alan King tells KSN News, the Northwest Water Treatment Steering Committee is overseeing the bidding process.
The steering committee is there to advise, for them to listen to reports. Sometimes they have questions, which has been what has happened so far. They send staff away to do some research and to come back with answers.
That committee will hold an open meeting this Friday. However, the final decision about who gets the contract will be up to the entire city council. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Dry, windy, dangerous weather expected in much of California, so power companies are cutting off electricity to millions, hoping to prevent wildfires. Outages are planned in more than half of California's 58 counties. Lindsay Paolo is a spokeswoman for Pacific Gas and Electric.
For some, this is an inconvenience. For some, it's much more than that. We don't make this decision lightly. This is for public safety because the conditions are so high right now.
That dangerous weather may last into Friday. Conditions are expected to be similar to last year when the Camp Fire broke out in Northern California's Butte County, in which 88 people died.
A jury has sided with the operator of a Wichita abortion facility who contended she had reasonable grounds to seek a protection from stalking order against an abortion protester. The verdict returned Tuesday follows a 7-day trial in the federal lawsuit filed by anti-abortion activist Mark Hollick against clinic operator Julie Burkhart. KNSS News Time now, 8:04, 4 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Interesting results. We're down to crunch time in the baseball playoffs in many series. We'll talk about that coming up in sports.
This is National Fire Prevention Week. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted now, 8:08, 8 minutes past 8 o'clock. This is National Fire Prevention Week. Wichita Fire Marshal Stuart Bevis tells KNSS News the theme is, not every hero wears a cape. Plan and practice your escape.
Be aware of what's around you. So when an emergency happens, whether it's a fire, a medical emergency, any other kind of situation, you can react in a proper way and keep you and others safe.
Bevis says Wichita has recorded 2 fatalities this year, a relatively low count.
We had 2 fatalities in January, actually, on the 23rd and the 24th, not connected, just 2 different fatalities, both of them in homes.
In 2017, more than 2,600 fire fatalities were recorded nationwide.
A new report says sexually transmitted diseases are at an all-time high in the U.S.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says there were nearly 600,000 cases of gonorrhea last year. That's up 63% since 2014. Almost 2 million cases of chlamydia, an increase of 19%, and about 35,000 cases of primary and secondary syphilis. That's an increase of 71% over 4 years. Syphilis is their big concern, saying the disease is killing newborns as it gets passed from mothers to babies. The CDC says 94 newborns died last year from it, and since the disease is treatable, those deaths were needless. Jill Nato, Fox News.
It wasn't Goldilocks sleeping in a house in Ohio.
Sheriff's deputies say 18-year-old Logan Keithley discovered a goat sleeping in the family's Sullivan Township bathroom, prompting this call to 911.
My son doesn't know what to do. The goat is still in our bathroom.
They say the goat, an escapee from a farm several miles away, repeatedly butted against a sliding glass door and then broke it to get inside. They know that because it was recorded on the family's home surveillance camera. Deputies eventually had to grab the goat by the horns and drag him out when he ignored their attempts to coax him out of the house. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:10, 10 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Several areas to avoid out there in traffic right now. We've got an injury traffic accident at Maple and Meridian. So watch out there. Again, that was Maple and Meridian. We've got an injury traffic accident right around 21st and Amadon. So be careful in that area. 29th Street North and Oliver as well. Another injury traffic accident. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. Some areas of showers and a few thunderstorms are ongoing across south-central Kansas. Those will slide on off to the east and wind down over southeastern Kansas this afternoon. It's going to be windy today with a high 73, partly cloudy 64 tonight. Then here comes the strong cold front tomorrow. Temperatures should be in the upper 60s, then fall throughout the rest of the afternoon with a low 35 tomorrow night. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
And right now, a thunder shower in the Wichita area. South wind gusting to 29 miles per hour and 56 degrees. 8:11 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. And taking a look at the KNSS Weather Center radar, a large area of showers and light to moderate showers extending pretty much from west of Wichita out to eastern edge of Kingman County now. That's all moving to the east-northeast. And you got showers off and on all up the turnpike, and then over east from there, Emporia, Topeka's raining, Eureka, the eastern part of the state, all raining right now. And then back to the south of Wichita, down to the Oklahoma line and west to Enid. So it's all moving, though, to the east-northeast now. And the western edge of it, the back edge of it, is down around Medicine Lodge and over in Kingman County. So it's moving, but it's been raining this morning. Been nice rain. How about that? Today is October 9th, 2019. On this date in 1936, the first generator at Boulder, later Hoover Dam, began transmitting electricity to Los Angeles. It's a great project, huge project, creating Lake Mead. Of course, that's water for Las Vegas, 50 miles away or something like that. And it's quite a wonder. It's one of those things, you know, if you're on a trip out to California, you need to stop there. And then while you're at it, go see the Golden Gate Bridge in San Francisco, which was built the same time, basically.
Yep.
By works projects, men who were out of work and they needed something to do, and the government paid them a little bit of money, and they had these projects during the Great Depression.
Built these amazing projects 85 years ago that are still just iconic even today.
This is just quite an engineering feat. And I know there were stories in the old days that they were such a hurry, they were in such a hurry to build Hoover Dam, Boulder Dam, that they actually, when men fell in there, they just poured concrete over the top of them and just kept, then they were buried in there. I found out that wasn't true.
That's an urban, yeah.
That was kind of an urban legend, but they were in a hurry to build it.
Workers did.
There were people who got killed. There were some,
on both those projects.
Yeah, there were fatalities on both of them. Those are big, big projects, especially the Golden Gate Bridge is just enormous.
I think the Golden Gate Bridge is where they finally started getting a heads up on safety on stuff like that. Because I think when they built the Bay Bridge a few years earlier, a lot of guys died.
Oh, yeah.
And they started figuring out workplace safety is something we should actually take into account.
Yeah, might,
and
they started doing, might be a good idea. You know, I was always amazed to look at the photos from the 30s and so forth when they're building those skyscrapers. And those guys are up there walking along those beams.
On the beams. They're like 90 floors up. Yeah, and they're walking around
they're sitting there,
lunch pail.
Sitting there having lunch.
Beams. Like, oh, my gosh.
And I'm a guy, you know, if you get me up 20 feet in the air, I start getting sick. I mean,
hey,
I cannot stand heights.
Those guys were pretty amazing.
Wow.
Building that stuff.
Yeah.
Back in the 30s.
Back in the 30s. Trying to get through the Depression, the Great Depression. All right, have you got any Legos around your house?
I do not.
You do not?
I'm not a Lego person.
Lego's looking to keep its plastic bricks out of the trash. Of course, it's plastic, so it's not good to be in the trash anyway. Toymaker is testing a way for customers to ship their unwanted bricks back and get them into the hands of other kids. Good idea. It says customers in the U.S. can now print out a mailing label on its site, dump their used Lego bricks in a box, and send them off for free. Lego says the blocks will be cleaned, placed in a box, and given to Teach for America, a nonprofit that will donate them to classrooms across the United States. Of course, my kids had Legos when they were growing up. As a matter of fact, my grandchildren, my twin granddaughters, have had a couple of little projects they did with Legos. They like them. But it is one of those toys that, you know, sometimes they get sucked up in the vacuum cleaner and they make that awful sound.
No. That's not good.
Legos.
Well, aren't those sculptures out at Botanica that they had this summer, weren't those all Lego sculptures?
Yeah, I think they had some of those. People made these monstrous construction things with Legos. So if you got some, you might want to look into putting them in the right place. Legos. 8:15 now, Steve and Ted. All right, Ted, the weather's here. My wife is, she gets the credit by the driveway. She's had 4 tomato plants this year.
Yeah.
And
nice.
They have produced a lot of tomatoes.
Hey,
not,
well
not
done.
Not very big. I mean, most of them are smaller than a tennis ball.
So.
But we've had plenty of tomatoes, and I love tomatoes. So last night, she cooked up some BLTs, bacon, lettuce, tomato
there
sandwiches.
There you go, putting that to good use.
And you like those, except you don't like the lettuce or the
tomatoes. I would hold the lettuce and the tomato
just give me bacon.
And the bread. I would just take the bacon.
Bacon.
That'll do me.
My daughter called and said she had tried something new. She actually cooked Reuben sandwiches at her house.
Ooh,
or made Reuben sandwiches. She'd never done that before. She said it came out pretty good. I said, would you use Thousand Island dressing? No, I use Catalina. Well, you can't do that. You gotta have Thousand Island dressing, right?
Probably be a different name.
Yeah. It wouldn't be the Reuben. It would be the something else.
The Benjamin. Something
like Benjamin.
That,
All right. Well, Ted and I like to talk about food. We do quite a bit. Yeah.
You weren't invited over for Reuben's?
No. But maybe sometime in the future I'll be able to sample the Reuben sandwich. That's one of my favorites, too. I'll tell you. A BLT, a Reuben, any kind of club sandwich.
Does anybody make a good Reuben in this town besides your daughter?
Oh, several people make Reubens.
Okay.
I mean, you know, like Chili's and Applebee's, don't they have Reubens?
Well, you're the one that said you like them. I don't know.
I don't need them. When I go out to eat, I don't like to eat sandwiches if I can avoid it.
Oh,
I get sandwiches at home all the time.
Gotcha.
So I'm going to tell you, I want something with not between two pieces of bread.
Okay.
I'm kind of picky that way. That's the only way I'm picky.
8:17
now, Steve and Ted. It is sports time with Ted Woodward here on this Wednesday morning. We've got baseball playoffs going on. We had a couple of pretty good ball games so far, haven't we, Ted?
Yeah, and last night we had one game on tap, and it was in Tampa in the American League. The Rays hosting the Houston Astros. Tampa had to win to keep its season alive. Did they keep that high-scoring Astros offense in check? Well, turns out they did. Once again, you heard the game last night. Rays with a 4-1 lead in the ninth inning. Houston trying to rally. You heard the game on Sports Radio KFH.
1-2 the count to Alvarez. 2-1, 1-out in the ninth inning. The pitch is swung on and missed. Strike three. Got him with the breaking ball. Two down.
What a great pitch by Blake Snell. After feeding him all fastballs at the top of the zone, takes advantage of his nasty breaking ball and gets him to chase out of the strike zone.
And the Rays got the final out and won the game 4-1. Now tied at two games apiece. The home team has won all four games in this series. Be deciding game five in Houston tomorrow night. See who plays for the American League pennant. We have two game fives in the National League tonight. So the season is on the line for all four teams. The losers eliminated. The winners advance to play for the National League pennant. And we'll start it out at 4 o'clock this afternoon in Atlanta, where the Braves are hosting the St. Louis Cardinals. Game 5 of that series, the deciding game. The starting pitcher for the Cardinals today will be Jack Flaherty.
We're going into a heavyweight fight, and, you know, it's me versus the guy in the box. Granted, I've got, you know, seven guys behind me and a Hall of Fame guy behind the plate, but it's me versus you. And that's kind of what it is. My job is to get you out.
Then after the Cardinals-Braves, we'll go to the West Coast for the Los Angeles Dodgers hosting the Washington Nationals. Same scenario. Winner advances, loser eliminated. And you can hear both those games, National League games tonight, live on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. College women's soccer yesterday. Friends University with a 3-1 win on the road at Ottawa. The Friends women's soccer team, 5-0 atop the conference, 8-2 overall on the season, on a five-game winning streak right now. Happy birthday today to former Kansas City Chiefs safety Dexter McLeon, 46 years old today, a guy that played 3 years for the Chiefs. His first year with the Chiefs back in 2003, he led the National Football League with 8 interceptions. Pretty good guy to have in your defensive backfield there. For the Chiefs, Dexter McLeon, 46 today. And a happy birthday to Kansas City Royals shortstop. He's in the Royals Hall of Fame, Freddie Patek, who is 75 years old today. Three-time All-Star for the Royals back in the 1970s. And he was a guy that could do a lot of things. And there was one year he led the American League in stolen bases.
Yep.
In fact, he was among the league leaders several times. Back in 1972, he led the American League in assists by a shortstop. He could really turn it.
Yeah.
He could get the job done.
Terrific player.
Yep, and he was the perfect guy for the Royals back in the 1970s with that defense up the middle. He and Frank White provided a pretty good combo trying to stop all those ground balls up the middle on that artificial turf. He's in the Royals Hall of Fame, one of the Kansas City Royals all-time greats, former shortstop Freddie Patek. His birthday today, 75 years old.
You would think of our the professional athletes as all being so big and tall.
Which you do now. Yeah, yeah. You certainly do for the
most
part.
But he was 5 foot five. He's 5 feet five.
5 feet, 5'5", one of the shortest, probably the shortest player during his era in baseball.
Well, yeah. There was a guy named Albie Pearson. I remembered him, and I looked him up real quick. He was 5 feet six. He played for the Angels and the Orioles and the Senators. Lifetime 270 batting average. And of course, Joe Morgan of Cincinnati, 5'7".
Yep.
So there was Phil Rizzuto. Remember Phil Rizzuto?
Oh,
the great
Yankee, tiny guy.
5 foot six.
And of course,
back
Pee-wee
in those
Reese.
Days. Well, yeah, Pee Wee Reese. You go back in the 40s and 50s, men weren't as tall, basically. So.
Well, of course, today you've got Jose Altuve with the Houston Astros.
Yeah.
I think he's a guy that kind of stands out as.
He's not very tall.
No, you see just all these hulking big players these days, and when you see a small guy like that. Still getting it done and an all-star and one of the best players in the game. He's like, hey,
yeah.
Small guys can still get the job done in Major League Baseball.
And I'm kind of his fan. I like Houston and the things they do, but I like him. I think he's a good player. All right. You don't have to be tall all the time, right, Ted? 8:22, keep it here for the Hannity Morning Minute. More talk about Russia and Ukraine from those who oppose Trump. It's all coming up, Steve, at 10 in the morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.